Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1674 Lee Repass.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, for land lying northeast of Route 1, 850 feet northwest of Route 265A, which is also known as Old Mill Road, to be located on 40,271 square feet, more or less.
Yes, sir.
Samuel Dunn gave me a thing and said, bring it in here and have everybody sign up. Now, I'm not going to argue with him when I don't have it, but it's there, the sign-up sheet, so I can take it back to the guard.
Just reload.
Thank you.
Actually, Mr. Conaway, would you mind approaching the committee here when you're done with that? Because I know of one of us that forgot to sign in.
Who is it?
That would be me.
Okay.
I knew there was some reason. It wasn't out there for me to sign. Okay. You're supposed to. Oh, yeah. We're always supposed to sign in. Everybody's supposed to sign in. You don't sign in either?
I walked in with you, so if you didn't
you
sign,
walked in,
I didn't
you
sign.
None of us apparently are here tonight, so.
Okay. That's okay.
Gentlemen and those folks in the audience, again, just introduced a record for application changes in 1674 for Lee Repass. Again, we have a three-quarter inch exhibit booklet, borrow bound. It is part of the record. It includes a copy of the application, a copy of the deed, boundary and topographic survey, a copy of Beer's Atlas, a hydrologic soil group web soil survey, aerial overlay, or actually two aerial overlays, a color rendering, aerial overlays of the site on 7 different years, a close-up and zoom of the aerial overlay, a DLDOT traffic impact study letter, conceptual site plan, building elevations and sections, an email in reference to Soar District, Meidike prototype building plans and layout, a proposed finding of facts and conditions, and neighborhood support letters, and they are a part of the record. And that was received on February 19th, as I referenced earlier this evening. For benefit of the commission, I'm passing down a document that was also received. I don't believe it's in the booklet. It's called Meidike Car Care Centers Incorporated, Environmentally Friendly Hazardous Materials Handling Document. We received comments from the Sussex Conservation District in reference to this application. We are advised that there is a one soil type on the site. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. That there are no storm flood hazard areas affected. That there will be no tax ditches affected. That they have not responded to off-site or on-site drainage improvements since this is a zoning change and does not provide for a scope of work. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph showing the site as it relates to other sites in the area, a copy of a soil map, a map legend, a map unit legend, a soil interpretation, and also a report on prime and other important farmland. From the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and received yesterday. In reference to this application, the site is located in the northern planning area, but the planning assumption for the parcel allocates one EDU based on a residential zone parcel of less than 1 acre. Ordinance 38 construction is not required. There are no system connection charge credits. A central source service has not been extended to the parcel, and there is no gravity connection point available in the area. The project is not capable of being annexed into the K county operated or sanitary sewer district. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment will be required. An additional comments, it is, this site is in a planning area for sewer, but the county does not have a schedule to provide service at this time. Preliminary planning for the area east of Route 1 calls for new infrastructure that must pump directly to the treatment plant. The east side of Route 1 was not included in any capacity considerations of the existing collection and transmission system. The sanitary sewer concept plan is not required if the proposed use connects to an approved on-site septic system. And that a concept plan is required, and that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. Lastly, I received a letter February 18th of 2010 from J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. It's addressed to the Commission and Council and states that this company has reviewed the application, makes reference to the applicant, the change of zone number, and reference that it's near an adjoining property owned by the company. And the intent is for a Mighty Key shop. Since the application is consistent with the trend of development on the east side of Route 1 between 265A and Red Mill Pond, and since Mr. Repass property is bordered on its north and south by other C1 properties, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company has no objection to this application. And that was signed by Paul Townsend, President. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you, and the chair recognizes Mr. Byard.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley.
Good evening, gentlemen, Mr. Phillips and Lawrence. For the record, Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant, Lee Repass, who is here tonight with his son and the project engineer, Ken Christenberry. Mr. Repass holds the Meineke Car Care Center franchise for Sussex County, and that's what this project is about. In a very few words, this is a textbook commercial infill application. As Lawrence has pointed out to you and as Ken will point out to you, this property is bordered on the north and south by other commercial activities, properties both on C1, and we think this fits in that mix. With that, I'll call Ken, ask him to come up and identify himself, and we will hustle through his testimony.
Thank you. Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. I'm a registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware. If you turn in your books to tab F, you'll see the exhibit that's shown on the top board over there on the edge of the room. You can see all the red properties are currently zoned C1. The orange properties are zoned B1. We've included where it was available the dates of these rezonings. The trend in this entire area has been a trend.
Excuse me just a second. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, is anybody here with an interest in this application? Please feel free to come up, take a look at the board. I know that it's not turned to face you. Oh, yeah, it is. You got a second one there. Okay. Well, thank you. If anyone wants to get up, take a look. Please feel free to do so. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
No problem. The location of our application, in case you can't quite see the leader, is right here between two C1 zoned properties as we speak, and it's just under 1 acre is the size of the application that we have in front of you.
Ken, what's the property to the north? Can you describe it?
To the north of us, why don't we take a look at, if you look at the bottom board.
The property that extends to the east a considerable distance.
That's actually boat storage, and that's one of the C1 zone properties that we are literally under the shadow of the boat storage for this location. The current, or the historical use of the property that is the subject of this application has been both the residence and the business of a masonry contractor. The current use is the home and garage that are there are vacant, but those haven't changed since it was being used as a masonry contractor. And the proposed use, as you can see here, is an automotive service center, full-service Meineke service center, to be specific. Let's see if you turn to Exhibits G and H. You can see the exhibits that we have up there to get a look at the actual site plan.
And while you're doing that, is that a Meineke prototype?
Yes, it's approximately 100 feet by 40 feet. This is Meineke's prototype building. Turn me anything really shocking there. No one's ever done any work with mine. As was read into the record by Mr. Lank, this is not in a sewer district area. It also is not in a water service area from any central utility. So a well and septic system are proposed for the project. Both adjoining properties currently have standard gravity septic systems. The septic system for our property predates the 1985 regulations, so there's nothing on record, but there's nothing to suggest that the soils would be any different on the property that's the subject of this application. As a result, the stormwater management would be a infiltration basin in the back, which is preferred best management practice based on Department of Natural Resources guidance because it allows for groundwater recharge. Spoke with the fire marshal about the site. Don't appear to be any particularly, because the building is less than 10,000 square feet, there should not be a need for fire lanes. As far as impact on adjacent properties, it's our opinion that this project is in character with what's already there and that there are no residential neighbors to be impacted by this until you go across Highway 1. Plus was not necessary for this application because of the size of the property and the project. DLDOT has issued a letter indicating that up to 200 trips per day can be allowed. That's more than adequate for a Meineke shop. They expect a fraction of that. And the best management practice that we have selected is appropriate for use in an environmentally sensitive development district.
Question, Ken, are you aware of any historical or archaeological features of this site?
The Beers Atlas doesn't indicate anything in this area, and that is included in the book as Exhibit D, Tab D.
Any questions of Mr. Christenberry?
Not at this time.
I ask Lee Repass to come forward and identify himself.
I'm Lee Repass.
So you are the Meineke franchisee for Sussex County?
That's correct.
And you are the owner of this property?
That's correct.
Can you describe in a few words what the standard menu of activities is of a Meineke store?
Sure. It's general car maintenance, brakes, suspension, steering, mufflers, oil changes. Meineke is a full-service car care center.
You heard Ken Christenberry talk about 200 vehicle trips per day. How many would you estimate your experience as a Meineke franchisee?
200. Couldn't handle 200. I mean, if we have 10 or 12 cars a day, it'd be great. I'm sorry.
That's all. In the commission's package is something about Meineke's protocol for the handling of waste materials.
All handling and disposal of fresh motor oil, does oil changes, and waste disposal of oil or transmission fluid or air conditioning fluids, I am required by my Meineke franchise to handle these things in certain ways. All the tanks are double-walled, EPA-approved stuff. Tires, for instance, will be picked up by probably, I mean, I don't have a tire vendor as yet, but the typical thing is a tire vendor picks up the used tires. Customers are charged a buck or buck and a half disposal fee per new tire, and I pay that. That's what it costs to get the used tires picked up. Oil, used motor oil, can bring quite a little profit, as a matter of fact, and is picked up by the supplier of the new motor oil. All shop rags are handled in Flambeau containers and serviced and picked up by the people who supply the uniforms for the technicians.
Let's talk about hours of operation. What is standard for a mining?
Weekdays, probably 7:30 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 1, maybe 2 in the afternoon, no Sunday.
Would there be any vehicle storage on site?
No. A car could come in and not have a part for a day. Maybe it'd come in on a Saturday, so it might be there till Monday or maybe even Tuesday, depending on... Yike.
But there will be no storage.
There's no storage. The car might be there for a day or two, but it's an in-and-out business. Come in, get service, get out.
How many employees is customary in a Meineke store?
Well, it's size, of course, and money, but I'm looking at 7. 4 techs, a counterperson, a manager, and a bookkeeper accountant.
Have you had occasion to speak to your neighbors about your project?
I have. I've talked to the lighthouse, which is on the one side. I think you probably know that big green building. And I've talked to Beach Marine, who runs, it's not just boat storage, it's also quite a boat repair facility. He also owns the land and the building for the little restaurant that is there. And I've talked to all those people, and they're all in favor. And I think the letters are in your booklet from Tom Lewis and the lighthouse.
I have nothing further. Mr. Reed, ask you a question, gentlemen.
Once you conclude your presentation, we'll get them all at one time.
Okay. I'm about done, gentlemen.
Okay.
This project, from what you heard, is consistent with the character and trend of development in this area. It is consistent with the comprehensive plan. As Kent described, it is attentive to what's required in an environmentally sensitive developing district. And it has not only the support of neighbors, it is something rare in this economy, and that's 7 new jobs. You have a set of findings of fact in your booklet, and we submit them for your consideration. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you, and we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Commissioners, I do want to remind you that this is a change of zone application and not a conditional use. The information given by the applicant about his specific business is useful and informative. Ultimately, the question we're answering is, should it be C1 or not? And we'll start with you, Mr. Burton.
Well, I got to ask some questions about the business just because I need to know.
Okay.
Will there be a signage on there? There'll be a normal.
Lee, come on forward.
I am certain that part of the Meineke protocol is a prototypic Meineke sign.
Meineke requires certain signage, but there's certainly going to be, and in fact, so stated in my franchise agreement that I must be in compliance with all county, local, state, bada boop rules. But typically, there's Meineke in letters this high across the top of the bays on the building, and then a sign out by the road. I don't know if it's lit or not. I didn't pay attention to what Meineke requires there, to tell you the truth. They're typically lit.
Okay. The storage of the oil, that'd be inside or outside? I know
all oil is stored above ground and all in these double wall tanks. I don't know, inside or outside. I don't know.
Okay. What about the compressors? Will they be?
Well, they'll be inside.
They'll be inside. And the waste oil?
Waste oil will go be in a tank and again, EPA approved double wall tank, maybe, 100, 200 gallon, sizable. I don't know if they're in or out. I would say the new oil is very likely inside. I would think maybe the old oil is also inside, but I'm not sure. If it's a requirement to have it inside, it'll be inside.
I don't think there is, but I don't know. On one of the plans, there's on that picture, there's actually, it's just a rectangular building. And on this picture here, there seems to be an outbuilding.
This?
No.
This is the rectangular building.
Mr. Burton, those are
Meineke prototypes in general. Those aren't what it was exactly applied, so at least that particular one. That's a series of different prototypes.
But that is what we're looking at, we hope.
In any event, it's a function of site plan review.
I understand that. I assume we meet the parking.
We didn't review the parking because we don't, it's only a rezoning, it's not a site plan.
There's 30-odd spaces.
The site's got adequate space for the parking that would be required.
Okay. I have no further questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Johnson?
Is there any discussion with DelDOT about the entrance and whether or not you should do a shared entrance with one of your adjoining neighbors?
Can't speak to that, but I believe that DelDOT has issued a conceptual approval of the entrance design.
It's not uncommon and not unlikely that they would request that we put a shared entrance on one of the property lines, but at this point, we haven't gone through the process of getting a letter of no objection. At that point, which is when we submit a preliminary site plan to this body for your review, we will concurrently submit a letter of no objection request to DelDOT. That's when we'll get that answer.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
That's our answer. Mr. Schmidt?
No, no questions.
Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions.
Well, who am I to break the trend? I don't have any questions either. Gentlemen, if you take a seat, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1674 Lee Repass? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1674? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to stay with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.